We are here at CattleCon 2026 in Nashville, Tennessee. Alex Berwanger with New Holland is with us here today as we learn more about the new T7 tractor launching here at the show, Alex. Really exciting stuff. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is an all-new T7 standard wheelbase, models being T7 190, T7 210, and what's shown here today is the T7 225. So this isn't just our previous T7s with some new paint and new hood. It's really a ground-up, all-new tractor. So some of the key highlights or features of this tractor was really listening to the customers and benchmarking what's out in the marketplace and how can we position ourselves to be number one in this type of tractor. So really with that, we start out with the comfort, which is really what you get out of this tractor. From the front end, we have a new suspended front axle. Now it has actually two pistons up there for the suspended axle, giving you a better ride and really even adjusting your ride height down the road. On the back end, we have an all-new cab suspension offering, starting at the base with our mechanical, just being that coil-over strut. We have a pneumatic system, and we also have a hydraulic system now, so giving you that really good, smooth ride through the field. Jumping in the cab, when you get a chance to finally see one in real life, the steps are all new, and you might laugh, why am I talking about steps? Well, once we get you up in the cab, you're going to understand that the handles are integrated and they're just right where they need to be. The steps are not vertical. They have a nice natural incline to them and kind of stepped out. So getting into the cab is really an ease. And then you get in there and we have really an updated cab. The right-hand console, where all your controls are, we've taken what we have on our larger frame T7s and scaled that down to give you a similar feel to a T8 or a big T7, but in this smaller T7 size. Transmission-wise, we now have two offerings of transmission. Previously, it was the Auto Command CVT. That has been updated to now a three-range CVT. But we've brought in the dynamic command transmission, being that dual clutch transmission, power shift functions, but with automation in there, so it functions like a CVT as well. The engine has a new tune to it, so we have a flat power curve. And what that actually gives you for the operator is instead of running at 2,000 RPM all day, you can run at 1,500 RPM, saving fuel, but in that sweet spot for your torque and your horsepower. Telematics onboard standard, ISOBUS ready to go. So it's paired up with a 1 series round baler. So this is set up to run IntelliBale, where the bale size is going to dictate when the baler stops and starts, or the tractor.
Obviously a wealth of new features and comfort. You mentioned that, and I think that's paramount for a lot of folks, you know, on the farm and ranch. They want comfort in a mid-sized to larger size tractor. And obviously you mentioned the pairing with a round baler. I mean, this T7, perfect for livestock operations. I mean, talk about that aspect here, Alex.
Yeah, so this is really for the beef industry, this is the ultimate tractor. For livestock in general, this will fit everybody's needs as a kind of the bigger tour tractor, or in a mixed operation, this could get into some planting operations with a smaller planter, and then go out and maybe have a pull type forage harvester or running a large square baler, or a round baler behind it, or even a big center pivot.
For folks who want to learn more about the new T7, I know it's going to be making the rounds for show season here over the next couple of weeks, but if they aren't going to be making it out to the big shows, they want to learn more, I'm sure, online or their local New Holland dealer, a lot of ways to learn more, right, Alex?
Yeah, so obviously newholland.com or our Instagram, Facebook pages, and we will have a fleet of these out on demo this season, so you might be able to get to see one in your local area. If not, towards the end of this year, they'll start showing up at dealers.
Fantastic. Alex, anything else you'd mention or reiterate about the new T7 from New Holland?
One thing I didn't touch on was the new paint color. This is the all-new Dynamic Blue. This is a deeper, richer blue, really kind of taking our brand to the future with the new styling hood, very sharp look. But with that sharp blue paint, that definitely take a look at it and pairs well with the new offering and our hay tools being yellow.
Awesome. Alex, appreciate the time. Tell us more about the new T7 lineup from New Holland. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.